Everything here is parv.
Feel free to partake.
Thank you, Ben.
The book titled Shemesh Shmuel has quite a few things about Shabbos Tshuva. So I only have time to say a few of them. First of all, a short word. Saying that Torah, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzai, k'ruhu b'yosiko. Search for Hashem and he can be found. Call him when he's close. So Chazal say, when can he be found? For 10 days, you know, Shoshana Yom Kippur. So he says a nice chav, Yidushavot. He says, when someone says he found a Metziah, means it was something that you didn't expect. So a person discovers in the 10 days much more than he ever expected to find. It's a Metziah. It's a surprise. This is the Koyach of the Yud Gimel Midos Harach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu lets us find things which we never even thought we could do. Now, there's a stickle here about what's the union of Shabbos Tshuva. What's the point of having a Shabbos Tshuva? Especially Shabbos Tshuva. The connection of Shabbos to Tshuva. So the answer is like this. First, there's a vort from his father, the Avner Mezer, who says, since Rosh Hashanah, we do tshuva Rosh Hashanah. People make commitments. So why do we need then another week service to make tshuva? So the answer is, since Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, so many of the things we do tshuva about, we can't put it into effect. Because it's not a day of Maisa, it's not a day of Chol. So that's why we have a week between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur put into effect to turn the Machshava of Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah to the Machshava of Tshuva. Think about Tshuva. Turn it into Maisa. I actually practice now for a whole week what I decided at Rosh Hashanah I'm going to do. So he says, like this, he says, even though we know there's a halacha, see, so once there's a halacha like this, if someone is Mekadosh and Isha, he gives a woman money, Kadeshously, Al Menas, Shani Tzadik. She a Tzadik. So he says, even if it looks like he's a Rasha, she's Mekadosh. Shema, here a Tshuva B'daita. Maybe he was thinking Tshuva. Even though his actions don't show it, maybe he was thinking tshuva. So you see, tshuva and machshava can make somebody into a tzaddik. So he wants to understand, how is that possible? We have a klal in Shas. There's a klal in Shas that says like this, machshava can cancel a machshava. But a machshava cannot cancel a maisa. A maisa can cancel a maisa. That just says a chazal said. So if a person did a maisa aveira, he did aveiras, but maisa, so you see from the Gemara Kedushin Mem test that you can do tshuva just for lage, you can just think the tshuva. And it works. How can tshuva just for maisa work? If you did a maisa aveira, however there's a rule, Ein machshava moitzim v'dei maisa. The machshava cannot cancel a maisa. A maisa could cancel a maisa. So the chayva tshuva should be the maisa. In other words, come to that situation and don't do what you did last time. Behave differently. But that's not ma'akir. That the Rambam calls tshuva gemura. The Rambam says the best tshuva is if a person comes to the same situation and he changes his behavior, behaves differently. That's tshuva gemura. But even if he doesn't get back to that same situation, he's never tested again with this challenge. The machshava, he has harata, it's also tshuva. The Rambam says a person in his deathbed, he thinks back his life, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I had harata, it works. So that's not a tshuva which is going to have any kind of a outcome. The maisa, he's dying. It's only in the machshava. So we see that the halacha says that tshuva machshava works. It's not as good as tshuva with a maisa. Tshuva with a maisa is the best. The tshuva with machshava works. So the Shem Shmuel has a kasha. How does tshuva machshava work? We have a rule: ein machshava motzi midei maisa. So he has a teretz. Very interesting teretz. So this is a halacha type of hashkafa discussion. So he says there's a discussion in the Gemara, in Tzimura. You get malchus for lav shein bo maisa. It's possible to get malchus for lav, which is the machshava. It's I hate somebody, God forbid. So it's a lav system. It's a chichavu v'decha. It could be malchus for a bad machshava. Yeah, I'm in the middle of a shiur. Okay, put him on the phone. Yeah, this is the rabbi. He's only going to be here for about an hour, so let him talk if you can. Okay. Rabbi Reichman. Rabbi Reichman. Yeah. Right now I'm in the Gluck Center, third floor. Yeah, he's coming to visit me. He's my guest. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Good chair, Mia. It's the music, so. Oh. Deserves a part of this time. Okay.
I don't understand what the question was.
The question is, we have a rule that a machshava cannot cancel a maisa. A machshava can cancel a machshava. So how does tshuva machshava work? That's the question. So there's a gemara like this. There's a gemara which discusses machshava maisa in reference to getting malchus. Gemara says a lav of machshava, there's no malchus. That's called a lav shein bo maisa. You need to have a maisa to get malchus. Then the gemara has a kasha. By the way, talking and machshava the same. So question. So because talking is just a very strong form of thinking, but it's not a real maisa. So let's say a guy speaks lashon hara. It's a lav. But it's called a lav she'en bo maisa, because it's just speech. It's not, it doesn't use any other part of his body. So then the Gemara says, what about if someone does tmura? He has a carbon. There's a lav in the Torah not to try to exchange. He goes ahead, takes another animal, and exchanges it for this carbon. It says lo yomne, it's allowed to don't change. And it says v'ha'yehu t'murasi yotodesh. He makes the exchange against the Torah's wishes. Both animals are carbon. The first animal stays; he doesn't have a power to exchange it, and the second one also becomes a carbon. So if a person creates a t'mura, an exchange of a carbon, he violates a lotasa, it's a lav. And there's a result. The result is that the tzmura itself, the new animal, also becomes kadosh. So the Gemara says, would he get malchus? Because after all, it seems that the lav is a lav shein bo maisa. Lav is to say the words, zeh tachazeh, making exchange. That's the lav. It seems to be a lav shein bo maisa. So the Gemara says, no, he does get malchus. Why? Yeah, what? Because since he creates through those words another carbon, the dibura ka'avid ma'isa, his words create a real effect, something real took place, that the second animal got a kedusha. Since the dibura ka'avid ma'isa, it's considered a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So it's like he would take his hands and do something.
In other words, speaking itself is not considered an action?
No.
Why is that?
Because the power of speech is in the intellectual content, which is really a machshava thing.
It's just a machshava.
It's machshava is expressed through the words, but the words, so it's not the power of the lips, physical power, which is any significance.
Right.
Right. Let's say someone's tame puts his fingers into the base of Midas. So what's the lav? La yavo. Tame. So the physical motion of the hand into the base of Midas, that's the maisave. But when someone's talking bad words, the maisave is not the fact that his lips are moving, or even that sounds are coming out. It's what those sounds mean. That's the aveira. So it's really expressing machshava in a stronger way. Instead of just thinking, turning it into sound. But really it's the intellectual expression of it. That's the aveira. Which means that it's not a maisa. It's basically thought. So machshava and dibur are not maisa. Chassidus will say machshava, dibur, maisa. Three levels of human beings, but dibur is much closer to machshava than it is to a maisa. The Rav once wanted to say that if there would be a prohibition just to make noise, but not to talk, to make noise would be the prohibition. And the Rav said that would be a maisa. So, for example, the Gemara says, "Chasma b'kol." There's a law in the Torah not to muzzle an animal while it's harvesting, pulling a harvest of a field. Sachsam shor b'tisho. It's working. It's threshing. So you have to let the animal eat from the food, because the Torah doesn't want you to muzzle the animal while it's working at the flesh. So the Gemara says, what happens if chasma b'kol, he didn't put a muzzle on the animal,
he yelled at it,
so the animal is afraid to eat, because every time he tries to eat, he shouts. So is that also a lav? So the Gemara says, he gets malchus.
Because it's not an intellectual.
Exactly. It's how the Rav explained. There, it's the noise, the energy. So that's taka maisa, because koach is like a maisa, kocho kagufa. But when the Rav is speaking, which means saying words, then the Rav really is the intellectual expression, the expression of that intellectual concept. That's a stronger form of machshav. That's not a maisa.
The Gemara answers that the reason is, by Tamura, is because his words
created a nice,
made the actual Tamura take
made
effect.
Made the Tamura take effect. So now, so he wants to say, Agavaldic Gemara. He says, if a person does, the Gemara has a vow, the Gemara says, he is so. If a person does tshuva, Ava, then all the aveiros turn into mitzvahs. If he does tshuva from yira, then the aveiros turn from mazid into shogeg. It means he won't get a punishment, but it doesn't turn into a mitzvah. Only if he does tshuva from ava does it turn into a mitzvah.
What is mazid?
Mazid means he did it consciously, he did the aveira. The mazid means conscious, vicious intent. He knew what he was doing, And shogi means it was a mistake. He didn't really understand what he was doing, so he did it, but it was a mistake. So in general, you only get punished for mazik, for doing something intentionally. Shogeg, it was a mistake, but it is an aveira. Someone shoots somebody. Someone's shooting, but kills someone by mistake. It's a chet, but it's a punishment. He doesn't get put to death. So shogeg means you don't get the punishment. But the aveira is an aveira. Mazid, you get a punishment. So the Gemara says, he does tshuva. He did an aveira for mazid. Let's say he was machal Shabbos for mazid. Turned on the late lights, he knew it was Shabbos. He did it anyway. He didn't care. Then he became a baal tshuva. So he feels bad. But he did. He says, I'm never going to do it again. I'm definitely not going to turn on any more lights. If he did that tshuva from Ava, from love, then not only doesn't he get punished, but the aveira turns into a mitzvah. Aveira has become a zechus. That he turned on the light on Shabbos now is a mitzvah that he did it. If he did the tshuva because of Yira, then the mazid is a shogeg. Means he won't be punished for turning on the lights on Shabbos, but he did turn them on. He was a mazid, so it's like a shogeg. Heaven reduces it from mazid to shogeg, but it doesn't mean the aveira is gone. But he won't be punished. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me today how I would define tshuva from Yira. Tshuva from Ava. So I have defined like this. Tshuva Meyira, tshuva out of fear, means he's afraid of the punishment. He's afraid someone, let's say, got sick, so in order to persuade Hashem to send the refuah shlema, he himself got sick. So to persuade Hashem to give him a healing, he does tshuva. So this is a tshuva because he's afraid. Say Nachanami, that tshuva could work. That he'll get healed. But you can't say that the aveira wasn't an aveira at all, because he doesn't really regret the evil of the aveira per se. It's only because he knows it didn't pay off, because Hashem seems to be punishing him. He's losing a lot of money in Wall Street. He wants to recoup his losses. So he says, oh, you know what? I'll start keeping Shabbos. So it's all practical reasoning. So that's why Hashem says, okay, if you change, you go for this practical reason, afraid, I won't punish you. But I can't say he didn't do an aveira. The aveira is an aveira. That's if it's tshuva from Yira. However, if it's tshuva from Ava, Ava means out of love. There are three types of tshuva from Ava. Three types. The highest, best type of tshuva from Ava is Avas Hashem. He loves God. He feels very bad that he has a barrier between him and Hashem. That, like it says, Avonoseyem Yevdilu Veini LeVeinechem, your sins are a barrier. He feels it's a barrier. So he wants to be close to Hashem. In order to get close to Hashem, he wants to remove all the barriers. So that's the best tshuva from Ava Hashem. Then you have a second tshuva from Ava. That's Avas HaTorah. The Torah says, don't steal. The Torah says, give honor to your parents. And the idea makes sense to him. He understands it's not wrong to steal. He understands it's not good to give Anna to his parents. Meanwhile, he did steal. He did insult his parents. Now that he knows Torah, so he wants to fulfill what the Torah tells him. Because it makes sense to him. So his loyalty to the Torah, that intellectual acceptance of what the Torah's premises are, this motivates him to change. Because the Etzem thing itself is it appeals to him. It makes sense. That's Avos HaTorah. That's also true for Phenomena. Then you have a third tshuva from Ava, where it's a question that he can't stand. He has like an instinctive disgust with the Aveira. He can't stand the fact that that he did such an Aveira. It disgusts him. So this is, the Rav called this Avas Hayofi. He likes beautiful things. Basically it's the Ava. It's an Ava for doing things a nice way, the right way.
It's lower than
Avas HaTorah. I don't know if it's lower than Avas HaTorah, but it's more of a. It's not from the seichel, it's from the regesh.
Isn't it like a,
it's from the feelings.
Isn't it because you have such a pure neshama that's why you feel disgusted by it?
Right, so it could be it's very high. It could be maybe just as, and maybe you could call this also, but Avos HaTorah I want to say is the intellect, and this is the nefesh.
It's a different type.
It's a different kind of tshuva, but it's also Ava. Ava of Yosha, Ava of Tzedek, Ava.
It means you want to be attached to something good, so
good,
whatever it is.
Good and bad is evil, is repels you, and good attracts you. So it's a regesh, it's a tshuka for a tov. Avos HaTorah, let's call it Avos HaTorah. The Achok HaSarah. So all of these different kinds of tshuva from Ava. Now, when this tshuva from Ava, this is just my own little thing. Now, tshuva from Ava, the Gemara says, going back now to Shem Shmuel, turns Averos into mitzvahs. Huh? So then, it's a machshava. Let's say he did the tshuva from Ava with machshava dibur, it's like a machshava. But now, there's a poel yotze. It creates something, just like when he's exchanging an animal for the cob, we say b'dibur ka'avad ma'isa. The words created the carbon. Since they created the carbon, it's as if he did it, because as a result, the words create an effect. Here also, the words change. He turned on the light switch on Shabbos. Now he's doing tshuva from Ava, because he loves Hashem. He understands the concept of Shabbos. He's disgusted with doing something else. So, the tshuva from Ava has produced a result. Namely, that now that action of turning on the light switch is now a mitzvah. It became a mitzvah. He turned it on Shabbos. It switched into a mitzvah. So he did something. Machshava became a mitzvah. So we've solved half our problem. How does tshuva remove a ma'isa aveira? How can a machshava eliminate a ma'isa? How can thinking eliminate an action? The general rule is machshava does not cancel a ma'isa. The answer is the machshava of tshuva, if the tshuva is ma'ava, is a super powerful machshava. It's a machshava which has a ma'isa. It produces ma'isa mitzvahs. Now, just as another aside, how does that tshuva from Ava produce a mitzvah, turn the aveira into a mitzvah? Because his whole Ava is so much stronger because now he wants to get rid of that aveira. His Ava is stronger because he's an Ava, which is throwing away something because of the Ava. So it's a stronger Ava than if he just does it without any incentive. Here he has the incentive of getting rid of the Aveira. So that Aveira itself motivates his Ava, makes his Ava stronger. When you have Ava, you very much, if you have Ava and you are disconnected from your Ava, you really run to it because of that disconnect. Say, my cell phone was broken, so I couldn't speak to my mother for a week. Now my cell phone is fixed, I'm running to call her up. Or she's running to call me up, let's put it that way. Her phone was broken. Because of Ava, the chesaron impels the Ava to a higher level. Right? The guy has a girlfriend. He was in Israel for a year. She was here. They didn't see one another. So now he gets off the plane. He's running to see her because the richuk makes a bigger Ava. So that's with the Baal Tshuva. The fact that he did the Aveira gives him a bigger Ava, because he's trying to flee from that Aveira to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom he loves. And that's why the Aveira turns into a mitzvah. Because that Aveira motivated him to greater Ava. So now, we took care of Tshuva Ma'av. However, a lot of people don't do Tshuva because of love of Hashem, higher motivations. They go for a simple thing. They're afraid. It's Yom HaDin, Chayim, Moves, people are sick, people are poor. He wants to have a good year, because they never say for Chayim Tovim. So he says, Hashem Yisroch is giving me a deal. If I'll keep Shabbos, give tzedakah, be a nice person, I'll get a better life, so it's a good deal. So it takes the Kodesh Baruch Hu's deal. It's not tshuva from Ava, it's only Yira. He's afraid of not taking the deal. It's like a deal that you can't say no to. And Pascal said, there's a famous quote from this guy named Pascal. He said that the offer God gives people to follow his commandments is a no-lose deal. It's only win. You can only win. You can't lose. Pascal said, what do you lose?
Pascal said that?
Yeah.
Pascal's wager.
He says, if it works out, so great, God's giving you a good life. And if it doesn't work out, so it will be the same way anyway, because without God in the equation, so you're going to have a miserable life, you're going to have a miserable life. And if God is there and you still have a miserable life, so it didn't work out. You didn't lose anything. You can't make it worse. You want to make it better. So why wouldn't it says any sane person would always take up such an offer. I can only win and not lose. Of course I'll take an offer. And he says another thing. He says you can win eternity. The guy's offering you $100 trillion. No possible loss. In other words, he's giving you a ticket which could possibly win the biggest lottery in the history of the world. You can get $100 trillion. It doesn't cost you a penny. If you don't win, so you didn't win. And if you do win, you win $100 trillion. Wouldn't you take it? $100 billion. $100 million. Even $100, you would do it. So he says, what do you lose? What is Hashem telling you to do? Love other people, be nice, don't steal. What's he telling you to do? He's only telling you good things. Rest once a week, have a day of rest, don't work so hard, have a holiday. Only telling you good things. Eat healthy food, don't overeat, once in a while fast, just healthy. So all these things are good things anyway, so what are you losing? You're not losing anything. So he says you got to be a fool not to take it, because if it's right, you're going to get eternity. Eternity means more than 100 trillion. You can't even count how much money you're going to get. All the money which ever existed, all the gold and diamonds, it's eternity. So he says, only the biggest fool walks away from such a deal. You have to be just simply rudimentary intelligence and you'll take it. So, but for us, such a cheshbin is okay, but it's not tshuva from Ava. It's tshuva from Yira. Yira. It's a practical thing. It's practically better to keep the Torah. So, then the Gemara says, if a person does tshuva because of that, he can win the deal. He's in a deal. God keeps the deal. He gets Olam Haba. If he keeps the Torah, he'll get his Olam Haba. He'll get the world, he'll get the future, and heaven, Gan Eden. But he's not going to change the Aveir into Mitzvah. The Aveir is now irrelevant. It becomes a shogeg. So he won't be punished. He's going to get the schar, which he deserves. But it's not that the Aveira pushed him or anyway. It's not like from Ava, that the person did an Aveira, which kept him away from Hashem, and then he does the tshuva from Ava, so the Aveira pushes him, makes him run to Hashem, or to Torah, because he wants to get away from the evil. It's a barrier which he has to break through. So, if you do tshuva from Ava, the Aveira itself turns into a mitzvah. Because it helps your tshuva. And a mitzvah is a maisa. So I can say the maisa beats the other maisa. This new maisa replaces the old maisa. Because we have a rule. Maisa motzi mide maisa. Maisa B can cancel maisa A. So since maisa B is a mitzvah, it cancels maisa A, the aveira. A tshuva from Yira, the maisa remains an aveira. The tshuva is only Yira. It's only machshava. How can a machshava remove a maisa? That's the shame of Shmuel's kasha. So he gives the teretz like this. The teretz is Shabbos tshuva. Shabbos tshuva. Ein hachanami. On Rosh Hashanah, when people do tshuva because of Yira, it's only machshava. So it's a very weak tshuva. It may not work because there are Aveiros which are real. But it comes to Shabbos has a power that machshava becomes a maisa. Thinking good things on Shabbos is like doing good things during the week. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything. You also have a malacha. So Shabbos, we know, is greater than a regular weekday. So how does it work? It must mean that on Shabbos, the Kaddish Baruch Hu considers the machshavas of Shabbos to be equal to the maisa of the week. And he explains why. Because Shabbos has oneg Shabbos. People enjoy Shabbos. And there's a Gemara that says that if someone does not do a maisa, but has hanoah, has pleasure. Pleasure is like a maisa. So, for example, the most example is a woman in adultery. In adultery, the male is active, the woman is passive, but still she gets put to death. She didn't do anything, she was passive, she just let the guy do something to her. Why is she getting punished? The most says, because she has pleasure. The pleasure is equal to the maisa. The pleasure is equal to the maisa.
In which
case? An adultery. So we kill the adulteress, even though she didn't do anything. She's just passive.
But not a rape or something.
Not a rape. An adulteress willing. Because she has pleasure, so her pleasure is like she did it. Pleasure equals doing something. Pleasure is, even though it looks passive, but it's really active. That's what the Gemara says. So a mela like this on Shabbos, what's the most important part of Shabbos? Oneg, we enjoy Shabbos. We enjoy Shabbos. We love Shabbos. It's a pleasure to have a few Shabbos. It's a pleasure. I love Shabbos. Can't even say it's better than the rest of the week. It's a completely different level of pleasure of experiencing a time, Shabbos. So since Oneg Shabbos is a maisa. That's what we say in the pasuk: "Shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha Shabbos, la'asos es ha Shabbos."
just by keeping Shabbos means seemingly you're passive. You don't do malacha, don't turn on lights. Says the pasuk v'shamru, they keep the laws. Lasoi says the Shabbos, they do Shabbos, they do things on. What is lasos? Because the pleasure you get from that, from keeping the laws of Shabbos, the onik of Shabbos is a maisa of Shabbos. Shabbos is a maisa. It's not a passive. It's active. So Mela is very good. So that on Shabbos, someone thinks on Shabbos the thoughts of tshuva. He's turning his tshuva from just machshava into maisa. Because it becomes part of the onik of Shabbos. He now enjoys Shabbos so much better because he doesn't have the burden of the sins. Even though he's doing the tshuva from Yira. He's doing the tshuva because of a practical reason. He wants to say for Chaim Tov, he wants to be in the book of life, he wants to have a good year. But because it's on Shabbos, he now enjoys Shabbos so much better because now he's not going to do the sins. So that only Shabbos combines with the tshuva to turn it into a maisa. That maisa can now knock out the chatoyim which he did through the course of the year. It's not a machshava against the maisa. It's a maisa against the maisa. That's the God of the shame. So we should be very chataka, all of us, and the rest of the entire Israel. We did the machshava of tshuva and Rosh Hashanah. We thought we made commitments, but lack the maisa. This now coming to Shabbos tshuva, so I could be zeicher through the power of Shabbos, the machshava will become a maisa.